If I were to ask you what the most important thing that you create in your business is, could you answer that question? More importantly, could you answer that question correctly? What is the starting point, the thing that makes all of the difference in your business, in who comes into your business, in how they come into your business, if they come into your business, all the things? That's what we're unpacking on Unjaded today. And by the end of this episode, don't worry, you will have a clear idea of what that work needs to be. I have just come back from the cottage from a three-day retreat. My guest was a 6'2 emotional manifesting generator with only her root and her spleen undefined. She has two dormant gates, gate 53 and gate 28, and those are very important in how she draws her people to her. Those are how her spidey senses have gone out and gotten lessons for her entire life. This person has a kitchen's environment in her human design, and you want to believe we use that. And she has three left-facing arrows in her variable. So the arrows at the head center, around the head center in your human design chart, are called variable. And there are 16 different combinations of variable. So for her, three of her arrows point left. Her brain, her mind, and her perspective, and her environment points right. Now, I just want to give you a little bit of the lay of the land here, and I'll make it make sense, I promise. I am a quad right in human design, so all of my arrows point right. I need a lot of flow. I need a lot of movement in my work. I need, like, my brain is just always taking things in. And we went into a cafe to work at one point for her kitchen's environment, and she noticed the difference in how each of us was working. Each of us were working, was working, whatever. You know what I mean. She could see my brain and mind taking in everything from all around me, and she could see how differently focused she was. It was just a really neat piece of the puzzle. So I'm going to walk you through a lot of what we did in the retreat, and you can do this on your own, in your own business. The first day that she got there, we really spent a lot of time. It's the Human Design Deep Dive Day, but we also spent a lot of time me deep diving into your life. What kind of a business do you want? What kind of a life do you want? What kind of coaching do you love? She's a coach, so that's why I asked that question. But what kind of work do you love? Is it group work? Is it being on stages? Is it writing books? Is it one-on-one work? Is it a hybrid? What is it exactly that you love to do? One of the things for this particular guest was, how many things can I do? She's a manifesting generator with a lot of energy, and she has three different business interests that actually intersect. And this is where we're at in 2026 in business. Yes, we need to own a lane. Yes, we need to have a niche, I believe. Yes, in order for AI search and visibility and all of those things, we want to have an expertise in something, an authority that be an authority in something that AI can recognize and serve us up to people. I just did a training on that in Design to Profit last month. And it's been very helpful in my own business to understand that as well. And yet we can bring in more. We can bring in all of the different tools. Chances are, if you're listening to Unjaded, you have a lot of tools in your tool belt, and I want you using them all. You don't have to cut anything off just to stay in that narrow lane. That's not where we're at now. But for her, it was very much about, I have these three different things that kind of combine, and I can see how they fit together, but am I going to lose people? Are people going to lose the plot? Ever the manifesting generator, killer of energy, shall we say, are people going to lose the plot? Are they going to be able to track with me? So that was a lot of the work that we did as well. And then we also had to look at, in her own life and business and schedule, what needs to be removed. There was something that she was dealing with that doesn't light her up at all. And as a manifesting generator, remember, or generator, that your goal in life is your own satisfaction. And that's not selfish. When you are satisfied, we tend to say lit up, but really it's satisfaction. It's juicy. When you feel juicy, you attract people to you that are meant for you. You attract the experiences that are meant for you. But when you're feeling down in what you're doing, when you're feeling like you don't have the energy for what you're doing, this is an energy equation. Your sacral is responding, do I have the energy for this? And each sacral responds differently depending on what's defined there. But at the end of the day, it's, do I have the energy for this? Is this satisfying to me? And she has one situation in her life that isn't super duper satisfying. So does that need to be removed? Or how do we remove it? Or how do we scale it back? Or how do we get more into these other things? Do more. That's such a thing with generator types, especially manifesting generators. I feel like I find my experience shows with clients and with myself that more often we will burn out from not doing enough than doing too much. Yes, of course, you can do too much and you can be in too many things and all of that stuff. But more often, it's sitting on the sidelines that will burn you out. More often, it's not getting in the thing that will burn you out, that will decrease your energy, your zest for life. So back to the theme of this episode, we went through like what needs to be removed. Does it need to be removed? Can we just add some fire, add some spark over here while you keep this thing because it's making you feel safe, that sort of thing. And then that day was like a really deep dive into her human design, but the whole thing is a deep dive into human design. It's just that's where we really do all of the ins and outs on it so that we're both on the same page moving forward in her business. I'm not going to go through this entire thing. I am going to invite this guest onto the podcast, and if she accepts, she'll walk you through some of these things as well. But she has the 6447 channel. She has 3420, 3410, 1-8, and 4037 channels. So she has a mix of collective, integration, and individual and tribal, all circuitry types she has in her design. And we spent a lot of time talking about the 1-8 channel because there's a lot of conditioning there, and there was for her, and there is for most of my clients who have this channel. Now, I have Gate 8 Conscious Sun, so I feel like I get a front row seat to this conditioning as well. And this energy is all about, it's the creative role model energy. The 1-8 channel is a creative role model energy, highly individual. And people need to see you doing the thing. It's leadership in action. So where the other leadership channel, the 31-7, it is an energy that looks to the future. It's very logical. It looks to the future. It's like, okay, these things are going to happen. I can see this. I can map this out. This is how this works. The 1333 is looking to the past, bringing your past experiences into your leadership and into your voice in leadership. It's about your voice in leadership because it connects the G center with the throat center. The 1-8 though is like the soul of who you are. And you have to be all of who you are with that 1-8 channel. We all need to be all of who we are. But with that 1-8 channel, it is this drive for authenticity, this drive for to be the most individual expression of yourself that you possibly can be. And the more you are, the more people will come into your world, the more people will resonate with you. And when you're not as you can be with that channel, nothing will track. And I always see this energy as the energy of you go first. You go first, people see it in action, and then they want it. And this was one of the things that we had to keep coming back to in this retreat because it was such a big conditioner in her life. So over and over, every time we went to do something else, it came back to that 1-8 channel. It was so interesting. Now let's get to the bones of this for business so that you can use it too. Most people come into any business conversation and want to start by thinking about their lead magnet. Want to start by how do I tie these two different things together, these three different things together, these six different things together that I do? How am I going to make people get it? And they have a tendency, entrepreneurs have a tendency to think in terms of social media first. I invite you to think about social media last in your business. Yes, it can make things faster. Yes, it gives you a lot of exposure. Is it going to be the thing that makes or breaks your business? Hell no. So we don't want to start with that. And this retreat guest and every other entrepreneur I've worked with has come into my world looking at the lead magnet and social media, because that's where people come into our businesses. That's the first step for people. So we think that needs to be our first step as an entrepreneur, but it's actually the other way around. Really, we want to start with the offer. That is the most important thing in your business. And I'm going to tell you, we had a little bit of battle over this from time to time. Nicely battled, but I would have to say, remember, she has a defined head and ajna. So I have an entirely open head center, and I have one dormant gate in my entire design, gate 17, in my ajna. I find when I'm working with someone with a defined head and ajna, we know that a defined head and ajna really clings to their ideas. Really, like once that has decided, and this person has three left-facing arrows as well. So like there's a lot of like, no, this is what I'm doing. And I have to like poke the bear a little bit, because that's why people hire me, to poke the bear, to get them where they want to go. So I had to say, no, you're not listening. This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. And keep bringing it back to that offer. But you know why people resist this? Not just because there's a defined head and ajna, because it's freaking hard. It is really hard to start with the thing that comes last for your client is the offer. And so, of course, it feels backwards to you to start there. But that's what we need to do in business, is that we need to come to the offer and reverse engineer. Everything comes out of the offer. I'm actually recording a workshop for Bodygraph that goes into this in depth. And we'll do a series of podcast episodes around it there as well. So if you're a human design practitioner, tap into their world to take part in this workshop. And I'll share it on my stories for you as well, so you can register even if you're not a human design practitioner. Or you can always come into Design to Profit or come to a retreat with me, and we'll do it specifically on your business. My eyes on your business all the way. Anyway, back to the theme of the episode. I keep getting off track going around the mulberry bush. I get why it's hard to do this. I get why you want to start with the lead magnet and social media. But when we reverse engineer, we pull what do people need to know in order to make their way to that offer? How can we lower their resistance to that offer every step along the way as we go through the ecosystem of our business? Instead of starting with the lead magnet, with social media posts, with whatever, and then trying to make an offer fit, or trying to make your language fit, trying to make your message fit, it's backwards. It doesn't work. It doesn't work well. One of the things that I see people trying to do in their lead magnet is come up with a lead magnet out of air. My son used to say out of smooth air. Come up with a lead magnet out of smooth air and then sell from that lead magnet. With this entrepreneur at the retreat, we created her offer, and it was painful for her. I'm not going to lie. It was painful for her. She kept wanting to go to results. She kept wanting to go to, well, yeah, but what about this? And we're like, no, we're just fleshing out. We had probably 30 points on a sheet of paper as we're working backwards to see, like, what is this offer actually? And we chunked it down to get to, I think, 9 kind of module type things. Now, she's one-on-one coaching. She may not actually take people through as a program, but she knows that these are the things she does with every client. So we got that done. And then we want to think about, what do people need to hear in order to lower the resistance to that offer? Well, the thing in your content is always going to be self-identifying content. If someone looks at your lead magnet or your ad for your lead magnet and doesn't see themselves in it, they're not buying that lead magnet. They're not downloading that lead magnet. They're not hopping on board with you. They're not giving you their email address. So we had to look at, what does a person believe now that might stop them from being in that offer? What objections would they have to that offer? What's actually happening in her life? You've heard me say this 1,000 times. This person works with women. That's why I'm saying her. What is happening in her life? And what are the symptoms she's experiencing? How does she know she needs this? Self-identify, self-identify, self-identify. Bust some beliefs, bust some objections along the way. And then you're good to go. And then the other thing that we did was that we looked at, what was her long form content going to be? She doesn't want to write. She doesn't want to be on video. So what does that leave? She's going to be doing a podcast. And we did the same thing. So we went back to that list of however many topics that we had written down. Some went into the offer. Some were just like supporting tools that she would use. And I'm like, you have like 30 some things to respond to here that you can do episodes. But we also looked at case studies that she's going to be sharing, and interviews with some of her clients that she's going to be sharing. And I think we made another whole list of 10 or 15 things that she would pepper in with episodes. And what I would love for you to understand is that the number one fear with podcasting is, not that you need to understand this part, but the number one fear is that you're going to run out of topics. This person's never going to run out of topics. She's a manifesting generator. She's going to be in response. We've got this robust list for her to be in response to. If she feels like she's not responding in the world, she's going to get in her kitchen's environment, and she's going to get things to respond to. She's a triple split in human design. So she needs to be with other people. She needs to be moving through all different kinds of auras, and that's going to give her things to respond to as well. She will not run out of content. And the other thing that we worked through that I was saying, you need to understand that, here's where I was going with that, is that your topics can be micro topics. You can go really deep. This person is designed to go deep into one thing and just get it done. We tend to think that we have to pile up every concept we've ever learned in our lives into one episode. But actually, especially the niche that she's in, and again, I hope she'll come talk to us on the podcast, but especially the niche that she's in, her people are already in overwhelm, which fits perfectly with her undefined route in how she speaks to in her messaging. So they're already in this state of overwhelm. They've already got too much going on in their lives. She doesn't need to dump them with an hour-long episode with, 20 tips and tricks in it. They need one thing that they can action today, one thing that they're going to use today. And maybe your ideal listener, your ideal client does as well. So that's the nuts and bolts that I want you to start with. I invite you to start with. Start with your offer. That is the most important thing that you're going to create, because it informs absolutely everything else. It informs your content. It informs your long-form piece of content, your short-form content, your ideal client, your lead magnet, your everything, your messaging, everything comes back to that offer. So start there and develop an offer. Really understand what it is that you do inside of this offer, who it is you serve, the problem that it solves, the result that it gets, all of those things.